Nama Shrestham Manamapi Shachi Putra Matra Surupam Rupam Tasyaga Jamurupuring Maturim Goshavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prato Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shrigurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shriguru Shriyatav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, this is going to be a very quick in and out. In, initiate, and out. So, sorry for the brevity. The programs were set up this way. Just you might have noticed when I came here, there was a photograph of Srila Prabhupada on the altar which I removed, and you might wonder why I did that. That might seem to be a very strange thing to do. Well, the reason is that there's already the photo of Prabhupada is there, but the photo I removed is bigger than that of the other acharyas. We don't need this here. That's all right. Thank you. So it's not proper to keep the picture of a devotee on the altar bigger than that of his own guru. This I often myself, just like last night, I went into a devotee's home. I won't say who. And there were many small pictures of the recent acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gorky Shor Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji. Very small, just this high. And then next to that there was a picture of myself which was about 10 times bigger. So I removed that because it's against, apart from the fact that I'm much smaller than Prabhupada in every way except the manifestation of my physical body, which doesn't count for anything of any importance unless you're a Kshatriya. But it's not the proper etiquette to promote or to put oneself bigger than the guru, and even the guru should teach the disciples that he himself, how is he a guru? By being the humble servant of his guru. And so with Prabhupada also, it's not that he, undoubtedly Srila Prabhupada is the empowered representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. It's unprecedented. Na bhuto na bhavishyati. It didn't take place previously and it won't take place again. So Prabhupada's position is unique and he is adorable by all generations of Vaishnavas to come for what he's done for the Vaishnava Sampradaya. But still, at least as a matter of etiquette, we don't place his picture bigger than that of his own gurus. So that's just one point I want to make. There are many things I would like to teach all of you. But in this traveling mode of life, it's not very possible. I'm writing books, I'm giving instructions like this, which you may pick up on. But there is a requirement for systematic training of devotees in so many aspects of Krishna consciousness, because it's a different way of life. It's a different outlook altogether to everything. To everything. Krishna consciousness is completely different to everything. It means a life surrendered to Krishna. So that's the meaning of initiation in Krishna consciousness. Dikkakale bhakta kare atma samarpam. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the definition of initiation. One fully offers one's life in the service of Krishna. And that is via the Guru, who is the representative of Krishna. But Krishna is the center. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. We don't chant Jai Guru, we don't have Japa Mala, Jai Guru Dev, Jai Guru Dev, Jai Guru Dev, Jai Guru Dev. Guru is considered as good as God, as the representative of God. He directs us toward Krishna. Not like all these bogus gurus who are prominent today, who put themselves in the center. There are so many. Probably the most famous guru in India today is this, or around the world, is this Sri Sri fellow. Who does he worship? I don't think he worships anyone. Everything's directed toward himself. Then there's also this Baba who teaches yoga. Who does he worship? His picture is everywhere. So there are so many like this. There's Amma from Kerala, so-called Amma. And there's another Amma in Om Shakti Amma, who's actually a man in Tamil Nadu. But they all promote themselves. Srila Prabhupada promoted Krishna. Krishna is the center. So Guru is a Guru because he points us toward Krishna. That is the point. So we should always remember that Guru is a representative, only pointing us toward Krishna. It's not something like these guru cults they have where everything is centered on the guru. Guru points us toward Krishna. That's the point. So I won't speak very long as I have to go on. I do speak a lot on these topics, but I have to go somewhere else to speak just now. You're also welcome to access my speaking via the internet. Do you do that? You know about that? Do you know about that? Yeah? So now we have virtual gurus also. Sometime if you're in India, you could attend our Shravan Kirtan camps, which we organized from time to time. The last one was in Somnath in Gujarat in late January. The next one is coming up in just about 2 weeks' time, isn't it? In Sri Rangam. And then after that, at the end of June, in Shimla, Himachal Pradesh. Oh, in Mayapur. There's one in Mayapur also at the time of Nrisimha Chaturdashi. Just 2 days. You remember better than me. But in Mayapur and Shimla, they'll be conducted in Hindi. So, I don't know. Mostly the Tamil speakers, they're not very strong in Hindi. Anyway, I'm just saying, I'm trying to make myself available in this way, to serve you. It's not just a matter of initiating, but there should be some giving of instruction. Again, the instruction means what I have received from Srila Prabhupada. Yathashruta yathamatihi means as we have heard and as we have understood. Anyway, there are so many points to discuss, and I can't discuss them all now. So let's go on with the giving of names and vows and all this.